Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I have just come back from speaker training. I went up to Brizzy for 3 nights to, basically learn the skills to become a better public speaker. I'm getting a lot more opportunities to speak in public, and I just really wanted, to have a better idea of how to create a keynote that will have some impact, because there's no point me getting up on stage if I'm not. Well, what I thought I was going there for was clarity around my message, structuring a keynote, how to do that. And what I ended up with was something completely different, which was a whole bunch of tools to use on stage, which is great. But more than that, some real big insights into who I am and what's holding me back. And it was confronting as fuck. Let me tell you, it was super confronting. So, you probably think that, or you might think that me doing these, doing my podcast, I allow myself to be pretty vulnerable. And I do, but there's still a level of safety around that. Maybe it's because you can't see me. Maybe it's because I'm more relaxed in this environment. Maybe it's because I'm just actually talking to you, not hundreds of people. I'm not standing up being judged. We're just having this little conversation here. And this has a level of safety around it. I spoke to my business manager / healer / mentor a while back about how when I write, I'm getting better at writing from the heart, but before I would write and I would just overthink, constantly overthinking, thinking about how I should craft it, who I'm going to offend, who I could potentially offend, how I could placate them, just overthinking, needing it to deliver something, needing it to be of big value. And in that, it loses a bit of me. But here on the beach, I'm comfortable. It's just talking to an old friend. And there's a level of comfort that allows me to be seen more, because I'm not really overthinking things. I'm just kind of walking and talking, and that's it. There's no real barrier up. It's just you and I. So there's a level of safety in that. And over the weekend, I was really just thrown into the deep end, really thrown into some pretty confronting situations for me. Because a lot of the time, I guess what I learned about myself, I'm just going to turn around and I'll be in the wind, so it might be a little bit more noisy. I guess what I learned about myself was just how uncomfortable I am when I don't know my subject, when I'm put on the spot, or when I feel really exposed. I mean, oh my God, there were so many lessons. But I guess maybe I'll talk about the exposure one. Essentially, we were taught, a whole bunch of stuff, and then at random times, we would have to stop and give a talk on what we'd learned to a group of people. We'd have to structure it to his format and deliver it as if we were speaking to 10,000 people. And for me, that was just really challenging. And it really brought up anxiety that I thought I'd dealt with, like that, you know, I don't know, that sick feeling in your tummy, the you know, when the tears feel like they're just behind your eyes. It's a really familiar feeling for me, because when I had depression, I felt like that all the time, you know, like I was going to be exposed at any minute. Like people would see just how fucking miserable I was, and that wasn't okay. And so I'd try to hide it with the fake smile and the face full of makeup, and just pray nobody could see me. I'm getting emotional talking about this right now, actually. Because what I saw was that everybody, maybe not everybody, but most people experience that. I could see it. And maybe it was just them being a mirror to me, but I could see it in everyone. I could see that terror of being exposed. And not even exposed as a fraud, just exposed to have everyone's attention on you and for them to be looking for the things that you need to do to improve. It's like you're on show. And that is super confronting. There was one exercise we had to do where we had to basically do a whole bunch of hand movements and do them to the excess, so to the biggest that they could be. And while we're doing this, we had to tell a story. So tell the story of our last holiday, and while we're doing it, they yell out these gestures and we have to do them while we're telling the story. And for me, it's just too much. Like, it's too much for my mind to process having people scream out stuff while I'm trying to tell a story. It was just overwhelming. Come on, Bill. And I couldn't keep up, and I felt like I was truly fucking up, and it felt shit. And I felt like I didn't belong there. Why couldn't I just let go and do it? And I got incredibly frustrated with myself in front of everyone, which was mortifying. And then something just clicked and I was like, oh, fuck this. And so I just started to do it. I just let go, stopped the fucking overthinking, and lent into the feeling. And I was just like, right, well, that's it, I'm doing it. And of course, because worst nightmare was to be seen by everyone in this space, like I picked people I felt safer with when I was really going for it, and then not, you know, the people that I didn't feel safe with, I'd hold back. Anyway, at the end of that particular one, or during my performance, as it so happened, everybody finished theirs. So the other groups all came. Hey, pup, you're a happy little guy. Everyone finished theirs, and so they were all standing around watching me suck fucking hard, watching me lose the plot, watching me become totally overwhelmed and not be able to deal with what was going on. That's exposing. Like, that's, it doesn't feel safe in that place, right? when you feel like you're being seen for all the wrong reasons by everyone. Everyone. The people you feel like you're better than, and the people that you feel are better than you. Everybody sees you at your worst. And I mean, it seems like not really a big deal, but I feel like it's when you're like, you know, in the Big Brother house or something and everything's heightened. And so it's all relative, right? I'd been in kind of a lockdown situation for a couple of days. Was tired, emotional, totally out of my comfort zone. And then to be seen in that just felt really shit. Anyway, after I'd let it go and I just started to do it because I had no other choice but to go through, right? Like the time wasn't going to magically stop and people were going to stop looking at me. I just had to keep going to the end. And so I did. And at the end, everyone, come Bill. Oh shit, car, hang on. Billy, come on, down here. Quick. So, where was I? So, yeah. Everyone looking at me, feeling like a total fuck up. And at the end, I don't even know what happened at the end because I feel like I blacked out. I just was like, oh, fuck this. And then just went for it, but not intentionally. It was like it just happened and I wasn't even there. And then afterwards, everyone started clapping. And I was just overcome with emotion. Not because, you know, because the guy running the training was like, did you see that? Did you guys see what happened when she let go? And it made me feel even more exposed because it was like, I don't know. Can't really explain it. It was like, you know what it was like? It was like the being, like the people seeing me having let go at my biggest, just really going for it, was actually harder than sucking at it. It was actually harder than sucking at it. I can't explain it. And maybe, you know, maybe I am afraid of success. Maybe I am afraid of really, maybe it's easier for me to be seen for all that I'm not than all that I am. Maybe I'm holding myself back for fear of being too much. Yeah, I think I am. So, this is one of those awkward moments, actually, where I want to press stop and delete this. But I'm not going to. I'm going to keep recording to the end. Because it's so easy for us to walk away, you know? For us to walk away when things get awkward or when we feel uncomfortable. And I'm ready to really embrace that awkwardness. Because what I saw in that room was that people want you, like, okay, there were a couple of things that I saw. One, the people who care about you actually do want you to succeed. Two, when you do go to that place and you do just let go and you stop thinking about things and you start feeling things and you just do them without the brain, like with a huge level of trust, because that's what I did that day. When I flipped from the thinking, what are they thinking about me? I can't hear this. I can't, it's too much. And when I just let go and surrendered to it, something happened to me. And what they saw was something magical. What I felt didn't feel all that magical at the time. But they saw me, all of me. And they loved it. You know? They say they saw all of me, the real me, without the overthinking, without the pretending, without the considered approach. Just me in all my imperfection. And it moved them in some way. And I think that's what we forget, right? There is magic in that. If you think about the people that you know who just really, or the moments that you've had where you've seen the muse, you know, when you've seen someone in their, in total flow, no thinking going on, just really feeling, it can make us feel uncomfortable, sure, but it's magnetic. It's like, holy fuck, that person is amazing. Not too much, not, you know, because too much can often come from overthinking too, right? From needing to be seen, needing to be heard. But when we're just really 100% who we are in that moment, that's when the magic happens. The hard part is getting to that point, letting go, trusting, and being able to stay in that place of trust. And I'm not sure how you do that. I'm not sure I have any answers around that. But since that weekend, it's only been, like, I only got back 2 days ago. This is the second day. The second morning, so really not long at all, less than 48 hours. And I'm just giving myself permission to go all in, even if it's just in the safety of myself, trusting myself to go all in, because I've even held that back. But on the way home, driving on the way home from the training, I cranked up some really, you know, music that I would never have listened to before because it wasn't cool. It wasn't cool to me. Like Lady Gaga and, Toto or whoever, you know, just music that you really wouldn't want to have blaring as you're driving through a cool place because everyone would be looking at you, right? And I was just like, fuck this. I'm just going to crank the music and I'm going to sing my ass off and car dance. And I had the most amazing time with myself. And so, you know, I want to be that free person. I want to be that person who has a level of freedom from the prison that is my mind at times. I want to be able to express myself. I want to feel held sometimes. But we can't feel held if we don't, you know, lean on other people, if we don't allow ourselves, if we don't put ourselves in a situation where we can be held by others, we can't be held. So yeah, that's really my lessons from a very big weekend. There are plenty more, and I'm sure you will hear more about them, particularly if you're in my Show Up Speak Up group. But I felt like this was a conversation we needed to have, right? Because I know without a shadow of a doubt, there are areas in your life where you are holding yourself back due to fear, right? Fear of being exposed, fear of getting things wrong, fear of sucking fucking big hairy dog balls, fear of actually being good, fear of being loved. And I just want you to spend a little time playing with that. Like, when do you feel the most uncomfortable and exposed? Have a play with that. Have a play with why that might be. And see what happens. Because honestly, I know it's such a cliche, but growth happens when we're outside of our comfort zone. So we have to put ourselves in situations where we do feel uncomfortable and unsafe. That doesn't mean walking down, you know, I don't know, King's Cross in the middle of the night by yourself. You know, not that kind of exposed, but exposed on a more intimate level. So where do you feel exposed? Where do you feel you could be exposed? Where do you feel the most uncomfortable? I would love to hear from you as usual. And until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. It really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between ep thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.